Now, it brings us back to that Song of Solomon, remember? Should we read Song of Solomon that it's really a love story describing God and human beings where he holds us? Well, if you want to really extend it out, makes love to us? Or is it just a story about a man and a woman enjoying the blessing of sex that God has provided for a man and a woman in a covenant relationship? Well, it depends on what your attitude is toward the physical. And that's why this is, it bears a lot on what our understanding of sex is about, what Song of Solomon about, and what heaven is about.
And you look at the New Testament, and the New Testament talks about the war between the flesh and the spirit, and people began to take that to mean the war between the soul and the body. Now, that's not the Christian view. It's not the Jewish view. When God promises blessings to the Jews in the Old Testament, he promises them land. And he promises them a land that flows with milk and honey. He promises them physical benefits. Now, obviously, in the fall, when Adam and Eve fall into sin, the sin affects their whole being so that you end up in sexual sins, eating sins, drinking sins, all kinds of physical sins. So that the physical aspect of creation can certainly be a party to and engaged in evil activity that comes under the judgment of God. But the physical aspect of creation is not in and of itself wicked. That's why when God creates a physical world, he says, that's good. And he promises to redeem not just the spiritual realm or the spiritual soul of man, but the whole creation groans together in travail, waiting for the consummation of the kingdom of God.
That's huge. What he just said is huge. God is not just going to redeem us and our new body, but the earth too. Are you going to be spending eternity in heaven, or are you going to be spending eternity on the new earth,
where God will restore the pristine purity of the physical world? So, I mean, that's something that we have to understand, because Paul had to deal with it in the New Testament, where people began to pass rules in the church, taste not, touch not, handle not, all of that sort of thing, based upon these dualistic views of the world that denied the goodness of the divine creation. Let me just say this. One of the most controversial books in the Bible, for example, is the Song of Solomon. And if you read some older English translations and you read the headings on the page, it'll talk about the allegory of Christ's love for his church.
But instead, we could look at it and go, no, it's really about having sex with your spouse, because it's good. It's good. We just happen to be fallen. All right. So what is Christoplatonism, a Christian Platonic understanding of that dualistic nature, body, physical, bad, spiritual, good, have to do with you, believer? God's going to restore this earth. Not some ethereal place where we are disembodied spirits floating all over the place, but where we are physical creatures. There's going to be cities. Will they have roads? Maybe. Will they have big buildings? Maybe. The description is that there's going to be country, nations, that it's going to be a physical place. Relationships, art might flourish, music, food. What about, so think about all that is good on this earth, because there are still glimpses of the perfect creation that God made and that he's going to restore someday. You want to know what heaven's going to be like? What has been something delightful and wonderful? It will be restored unto perfection. And all the bad, the curse will be gone, and we will end up being physical beings for eternity and a physical new earth. For the next days, weeks here, we're going to be spending some time talking about heaven. Why? Well, a lot of times on this program, Way of the Master, we'll talk a lot about hell and rescuing people from hell. But we want to spend a little time hopefully giving us a glimpse of this amazing heaven that God has prepared for us, so that we'll want to bring people there with us, not just save them from hell, but bring them to this majestic place where our God will dwell with us. Learn how to share your faith at WayOfTheMasterRadio.com.